I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The war of words between India and Pakistan at the G20 summit could be costly in the aftermath. India accused Pakistan of spreading terror for all of South Asia. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says Pakistan's approach to curbing Islamic State activity has actually left minority Christians pretty exposed.
They get no help as Pakistani citizens from their own government. So they're left to fend for themselves. They often don't feel like they're going to get justice in the court.
Yet, in spite of a blasphemy law, FMI funded two new churches in Pakistan this summer with plans to build two more this year. Here's why.
The gospel is spreading. Muslims are coming to know Christ, and they are the ones who are eager to share their faith with the rest of their families or people in their village.
One last thing to remember.
In a dark place, hope dazzles brightly.
And Mission Aviation Fellowship is boosting ministry with new airplanes and an expanded campus for missionaries. MAF's president, John Boyd, says to raise funds, they started what's called the Future Generations Campaign.
It's really based on the fact that our mission statement has MAF sharing the love of Jesus Christ to remote and isolated people and to get into those areas and go and take the gospel. That is the foundation and the bedrock of why we do what we do each day. That's why we have over 130 aircraft in 28 plus countries. That's why we have dedicated missionaries who are willing to go and serve with their families in very challenging regions of the world. And that's why we have faithful, loyal donors who understand that our heart is about being obedient to the Great Commission.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. There's stuff in the world, and it's overwhelming. Let's be part of the solution. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost together. Join us for a PrayerCast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.